Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
How do you manage data for your cattle business? Performance Beef is a comprehensive technology solution, integrating feed, financial, and health information into one easy-to-use platform. Hear how it's helped Chris Urbanczyk manage health data on his cattle operation.
Just keeping track of the drugs instantaneous. Guys finish at the chute, I can look it up at the office. Or if I'm at the house, I can look it up without having to call three people. I can see what cattle were doctored, if there was too many out of one pen, what's going on. We just got to be smarter with what we have.
Performance Beef helps Chris record processing data, enter costs, and track animal health history, all in real time at the chute. The mobile app also makes it easy to quickly log pasture and pen treatments on the go. Stop relying on pen and paper or complicated programs. Record data in real time with Performance Beef. Search Performance Beef online to request a demo and see how it can help simplify your business.
Crop progress numbers suggesting that we're about done with harvest and we're about done with wheat planting as well. Nationally, we're at 94% of the winter wheat crop now planted for 2021, that's for the 2022 crop. Oklahoma, 94% planted. Texas, 89%. Kansas, 96% planted. Wheat crop condition right now, 45%, 46% in good to excellent shape nationally. 54% of the Oklahoma crop rated good to excellent shape. 64% of the Kansas crop good to excellent shape. And only 24% of the Texas crop rated in good to excellent condition. Harvest about done on peanuts and sorghum and corn and soybeans. Cotton harvest now up to two-thirds complete in the nationally number. 60% of the Texas crop now harvested. 60% of the Oklahoma crop harvested as well. We're 9 points ahead of the five-year average in Oklahoma, 7 points ahead of the five-year average in the state of Texas. Only 30% of the Kansas cotton crop harvested at this point, 3 points behind their five-year average. Oklahoma State Legislature working on redistricting here this week in a special session. The big point of contention as far as Democrats are concerned, the makeup of the 5th Congressional District currently held by Republican Stephanie Bice. The 5th District has always had Pottawatomie and Seminole counties as a part of its makeup, at least in the last several years. It will be adding Lincoln County and parts of Logan County and a little bit of Canadian County as well in the makeup of the new 5th District if approved by the state legislature. Some of southwestern Oklahoma County will be included in Tom Cole's district, the 4th district, and Frank Lucas's district, the 3rd congressional district. The new lines likely be adopted by the legislature, but will be subject to possible legal challenges in the courts. Agricultural credit conditions in the Federal Reserve Bank 10th District remained strong in the third quarter, and farm real estate values have increased sharply. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank reports farm income and loan repayment rates continued to increase at a steady pace and contributed to multi-year lows in problem loans and asset liquidation. While conditions have improved substantially from recent years throughout the region, the pace of increase in farm income and loan repayment rates were slower in areas most significantly impacted by drought. Alongside a strong agricultural economy and historically low interest rates, the value of all types of farmland about 15% higher than 1 year ago. Most lenders have remained optimistic about the outlook for agriculture, but have expressed concerns about rising input costs. The 10th Federal District includes Colorado, Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Wyoming, and parts of western Missouri and northern New Mexico. You've got farm news on Ron.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, November 18th. It'll be broadcast live on SLA-TV, Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start 8 a.m. Central Time. 27,700 head to be offered, 3,900 yearling steers, 2,200 yearling heifers, and 18,000 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the time an estimated lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call, 800-422-2117.
More farm news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.